Now, it's probably something that you've contemplated at least once. It's hard not to, since teeth whitening products seem to be everywhere, from TV ads to the toothpaste aisle at Coles. The idea of making your pearly whites even whiter has officially caught on. We are talking about teeth whitening here this morning, and with this fixation on whiter teeth, it also comes a lot of horror stories about products that have actually made teeth weaker and caused tooth decay. Really nasty stuff. So, how does whitening actually work, and is it bad for your teeth? Dr. Alex Holden is a practicing dentist and lecturer in dental ethics at Sydney Uni, and he's here to give us some answers. Alex, thanks so much for your time this morning.
Thanks for having me.
So when a dentist whitens our teeth, how does that actually work?
So essentially, most of the products that we use rely on sodium hydroxide, which breaks down, and one of the products of that is oxygen. And the oxygen then reacts with the pigments that discolour teeth, and then you get this whitening effect.
Breaking down stuff doesn't necessarily sound like the best in terms of your health-wise for your teeth. Would I be wrong in saying that?
Look, I think it's probably the way that we put it, but we have things that that we use all the time that break down into other products and have some sort of effect. I mean, I'll be honest, when we talk about tooth whitening, we should really be talking about tooth bleaching as well, because it's effectively the same chemical process.
Tooth bleaching, yeah, I think that would be perhaps a little bit less appealing as teeth whitening. what's some of the damage that that can be done, I suppose, with just the hydrogen peroxide type whitening?
Yeah, look, I think the main risk that listeners probably should be a little bit aware of is that if you're using hydrogen peroxide in your mouth and you're using it in a way that you sort of slip slopping it all over the place, if you get it on your gums and it stays there for any amount of time or any of the other soft tissues in your mouth, it can actually cause burns. So that's something that to be aware of. When it's on the hard surfaces of the teeth, you're less likely to get any real side effects, as long as you're using it properly and not using it too often.
And so, of course, there are a lot of over-the-counter kits and, you know, home remedies you can whip up. How do these stack up?
So look, they still have an effect. The essential difference between them and what you might get at a dentist is twofold. The first one is that they tend to be of a lower strength. So it's harder to do mischief with them. The other thing is that when you go and see a dentist and have a course of tooth whitening done, often you'll have a custom-made tray. The custom-made tray works to keep the solution, the hydrogen peroxide, in contact with the teeth only instead of spilling out over to the gums. And sometimes the home whitening kits don't provide that same level of personalization.
What happens if somebody has, I guess, fillings or veneers? Will whitening still work, or will they have any impact on the fillings?
Yeah, so look, we don't worry too much about whitening being in touch with filling materials in terms of it doesn't damage them, but it doesn't do them much good in the sense of it doesn't whiten them at all. So if you have a white filling or a white crown cap or a veneer on your front tooth and you have a course of whitening, your natural teeth around that restoration will get whiter, but the restoration itself won't, which sometimes can lead to people having missed expectations.
Yeah, that I don't think that would be the desired outcome.
No, absolutely not.
So overall, is regular teeth whitening, even if it's at the dentist, okay for your teeth, or should we be avoiding that?
Look, I think it's probably one of those things that comes down to a personal choice. I mean, it doesn't make your teeth any more healthy necessarily. So I think it's one of those things, if people want to have it done, that's great. But we need to really be making sure our teeth are nice and healthy first. And that's where it's useful to sort of remain in contact with your dentist, make sure you're having a chat with them about what your plans are with your tooth whitening, and essentially making sure that you've got those solid foundations if you are going to do whitening. And also, what happens if things go wrong? Tooth whitening isn't without its problems. Sometimes you can get sensitive teeth afterwards, and it's useful to be able to touch base and see what you can do to minimize that risk.
Well, Alex, thank you so much for swinging by this morning.
Well, thanks for having me.
That was Dr. Alex Holden. He's a practicing dentist and a lecturer in dental ethics at Sydney University, having a chat with us this morning about teeth whitening, what it is, and potentially if it's damaging our pearly whites.